Let's get to the other half of this Subway series that will start tomorrow night. Two teams heading in opposite directions. Now, I've said that a couple times this year, and it's always been the opposite direction. Not this time. Right now, the Mets are the hottest team in baseball, and the Yankees are playing their worst baseball of the season. If they've lost three series in a row, they'd never lost two series in a row prior to this, and now they've lost three series in a row. No doubt, the competition has gotten a little bit stiffer. That certainly has something to do with it, but it's about the New York Yankees. And what right now they're doing is typical bad team stuff. That's what bad teams do, because ultimately the pitching hasn't been that awful except for two starts. I mean, you know, obviously Luis Gil got lit up, and then obviously Rodon got lit up. But besides that, starting pitching's been okay. Nestor Cortez had two great starts. Was great again yesterday, seven innings. Three runs, perfectly fine for Nestor Cortez. The offense has to do more. Offense hasn't hit left-handed pitching. When they do pitch or score runs, the bullpen blows it and then gets absolutely lit up. Like, it's just right now, they can't figure out a way to win an extra innings at all. They just do things that bad teams do. They're having a stretch. Like, you know, and the overall conversation, I know nobody wants to hear it. The team says they're not panicking. I'm not panicking. This is a stretch of bad baseball. It happens over the course of 162. Does that mean when people say, oh, you know, the winning was, I love the term, I love this one. The winning was covering up the holes. Well, there weren't as many holes when you're winning. Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, do those holes still exist? I suppose that, but they weren't gaping holes. Otherwise, you would be losing. Like manhole covers. They're covering up the holes. But that means the holes aren't there. And right now, the holes are there. It's obvious. They've added J.D. Davis. And we'll see. I'm going to get to that in a second and how they're going to use him. The bottom of the lineup hasn't been that good. Verdugo is in a big-time funk. Soto's really doing nothing but walking and singles. He's not driving the baseball, impacting the baseball. He hasn't hit a home run in forever. He's been, you know, struggling on some level. And we're going to get to him as well and getting called out and not, you know, taking time and not getting it and still stepping out of the box. We'll get to that in a second. But I wanted to start with Stanton here because, obviously, that's another now new hole to this team where Stanton's been great, playing the best real baseball of his arguably Yankee tenure since maybe 2018. Like, he's been, this has been a great stretch for him. He's really, especially recently, he's been really good, one of their best hitters. And right now, he's on the IL, and he's going to miss at least 4 weeks. And here's the first, a couple things about Stanton. One, we all expected this. Like, I don't think any, like, oh, you see, I told you. Like, everyone knew he was going to get hurt. Brian Cashman said it at the beginning of the year. It's part of his game. We all got mad at Brian Cashman, because that's what we do. We all got mad at Brian Cashman for saying it. Why would you say that about a teammate? Why would you say that about someone on the team, even if it's true? But nobody doubted it's true. He was going to get hurt. I was shocked he made it this far. I think everybody was. But I was never lulled into some misconception that he was never going to hit the IL. Now, it didn't have to be 4 weeks, like he's saying it's going to be now. And it certainly didn't have to be from jogging around the base. Like, it's amazing. Like last year, if you remember, he hit a ball in the gap that was misplayed by an outfielder. And it looked like it was just going to be, or the other way around, it looked like it was going to be an easy double. And then the guy got to it quicker or something, and he had to pick up speed. He went from a slight jog to a sprint to make sure he wasn't hurt at second base. And that's where he got hurt. Right? Now, that alone, that's enough to be like, what the hell, man? I mean, all you're doing is running. How do you, you know, pull a hamstring or whatever, a calf muscle, whatever it was, and gone for 2 months? He was gone for forever. The other night, I was in the ballpark. I was there, and I happened to be on the third base line. I saw him running around the bases. I don't know if you've seen Giancarlo run recently, but he doesn't. He jogs. Giancarlo, no, injuries might be in his game, but running is not. He does not run. He jogs. He jogs everywhere. He jogs to the store. He jogs to the valet. He jogs to the gym. He doesn't run anywhere. telling you right now, if he were in the middle of a stampede, he would jog for his life. He does not run. How someone can pull their hamstring, a professional athlete, who, by the way, I can fully admit and tell you for sure, for certain, he stretched in the outfield. I watched him. He did all of the normal stretching routine. He did the whole bit, the whole nine, out there in the outfield running. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Jogging sprints. He was out there jogging sprints. He was out there jogging the bases. His nose was jogging. I saw the whole thing. He was stretching, all of it. And yet, rounding third in a jog was enough to pull a hamstring where he's going to miss a month, which is mine. And we hope it's a month. Let's be honest. We hope it's a month. But here's my problem with Stanton. And here's my concern. And this is now a major concern. There is no doubt about it. This lineup desperately needed Giancarlo Stanton. And the idea that obviously Jason Dominguez is injured is now even more devastating, because this clearly would have been the spot. And I know Boone said they would have considered it. He would have been up here. You would see Judge DH a lot. You would see Soto DH a lot. You'd see Verdugo DH a lot. And you would see them rotate this outfield and Dominguez DH. But Dominguez would have been called up. It's a no-brainer. And he was killing it in AAA. And now, because he pulled an oblique, and we're going to have to start worrying about him. I mean, Tommy John and an oblique in the past, you know, calendar year, not even, in the past 9-10 months. But that's what makes this tough. But right now, in the middle of this lineup, as Verdugo has gone into the tank, as Soto's kind of struggling a bit, and we already had DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres having a down year, DJ LeMahieu being non-existent, Trevino actually playing pretty well offensively as, you know, until recently, and now Oswaldo Cabrera, like the bottom of the lineup, we know what it is. It's still a lineup that has scored more runs than anybody else, but I mean, except maybe the Orioles. But right now, that's a gaping hole in the middle of the lineup, a gaping hole. And the problem is, there's nothing you can do about it. You can add J.D. Davis. You can add the J.D. Davises of the world who have been released. That's it. Then no, there are no trades being made. And my biggest concern is, I don't know how Dominguez is, how long he's going to be gone. But the problem with Stanton is, all right, it takes 4 weeks, normally does. It's when he comes back, it takes him forever to get his swing back. He almost needs a full spring training to get back. And right now, he was swinging it as good as he's swung it in forever. This is a brutal injury for the New York Yankees, whether it's expected or not. This one hurts. This one really hurts, because that's how good he's been. That's how good he's been. You know, some of the other injuries you could live with. I mean, obviously, Soto or Judge was scary. But they've had some bullpen injuries. Like, you can live with it. Right? LeMahieu started the year. You could live with it. Amazingly enough, they've been living and thriving without Cole, which is shocking. But this team right now, as they're playing, as this lineup sucks against left-handed pitching, you just took a right-handed power bat who hits the ball harder than anyone in baseball, who's having the best year he's had as a New York Yankee really since 2018, and you just took him away for a month, and then I don't know what kind of player returns. It's certainly not the exact same player who left yet on Saturday night. I can promise you that. Not for a few more weeks of playing, at least. This is a devastating injury for the New York Yankees. A devastating injury. Don't minimize it. Don't downplay it. This is a very difficult injury for the New York Yankees to overcome. And it's going to be a stretch now until they can get, so, you know, a trade partner, which is going to be tough to find anyway. It's harder to trade at the trade deadline than it's ever been. But this injury from Stanton is a killer for a team right now that's just absolutely struggling, going through a normal ups and downs of a major league season. As you saw, and I don't want to get too much into this. I spent a lot of the day arguing with people on Twitter. Every once in a while, I decided to pick a fight with people and have some fun. But Like, because it bothers me. Because we went into this series asking, you know, everyone, the Yankees can't beat good teams. The Yankees can't beat good teams. And somehow we've thrusted the Red Sox into that conversation because clearly they're a good team only because they beat the Yankees. And that's why I said yesterday, this was actually an enormous game for the Atlanta Braves. Because if the Braves lost this game yesterday, they would just be another trash team that the Yankees beat up on their way to building a Fugazi best record in the American League. But if they won and beat the Yankees as they did, well, now they are a World Series contender who the Yankees can't hang with. So congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. They are now a World Series contender yet again. And their offense and their struggles are long behind them now, and they are about to thrive and take off because they are a good baseball team inside this league. They are a World Series contender, and it's proven by the fact that the Yankees can't play well against them. So congratulations. Good to know for the Atlanta Braves. I was unaware if they were in told how important this game was for them yesterday. But this Yankee team absolutely is playing their worst baseball of the season. They're terrible against left-handed pitching. They've lost their third consecutive series, and like this is just part of it. Soto's going through a slump. Verdugo's falling off. The starting pitching doesn't pitch well when you get one bad start out of Luis Gil. But hopefully you got Cole and Heal back on the mound for this Mets series. And the offense is going to have to come through. And J.D. Davis is going to have to come through. But the Stanton injury, and we're going to get to J.D. Davis and how he's used. And some of the other aspects of this Yankee team right now that are concerning. But yeah, no doubt. This Yankee team is absolutely in a funk. An absolute funk. They're making poor choices on the base path. As we saw Volpe get thrown out at third. And just everything, the team right now has just been unable to get anything going. And the Stanton injury sucks. And what really sucks about it is 4 weeks, great. 4 weeks, and who do we get back in 4 weeks? Because the last several times he's been injured, he comes back and looks like a shell of himself. And last year, I don't think he ever broke the shell. He was never the same, ever. And that can't happen. Can't happen, not with Dominguez hurt.